osikhathalelayo nosigcinayo nonomusa kithi.
We thank God so much who cares for us, who prepares for us, and who provides for us.
Sinibingelele ezindaweni ngezindawo emazweni ngamazwe lanificane khona.
And we'd like to greet all of you, wherever you may be, on the various continents and the different countries.
Sibingelele labo abahlezi njengomndeni belalele, noma labo abasohambweni behamba ngemoto belalele. Lapho nikhona nje uNkulunkulu kangathi ningayizwela isibusiso sakhe ngalesikhathi.
We greet you. Those of you who are gathered together as families, listening to this broadcast, those who may be busy traveling but are able to tune in, wherever you may be, and it's our prayer that God will bless you.
Kweinhlanhla ukubala nokumala ukuhlephulelana ngezwi likaNkulunkulu, umuntu uyizwela emncane njalo. Ngoba siyaqonda ngiyazi ngiyamazi nomnikazi wale ndawo ufanele uthamela.
And it's a privilege to stand here and to share from God's word with you. However, at the same time, one realizes how unworthy one is of this position, because there is somebody else who is the rightful person who should stand at this pulpit.
Siyamkhumbula kakhulu baba, siyamthanda kakhulu futhi sithi baba uNkulunkulu akagcina abe nawe akunikeze konke okudingayo nangaso lesi sikhathi.
We remember Reverend Stegan so much. We miss you, and baba, we pray for you where you are, that God will grant you everything that you need, and we are really missing you.
Iphupho nenhliziyo ukuthi ngelinye ilanga siyombona ubaba emela esipha izwi likaNkulunkulu.
And it is still our hope that if God would make it possible, that one day you will stand at this pulpit again and that we may hear God's word from your lips.
Kithina esemakhaya kukhona izingozi ezingase zisehlele embi kunazo zonke, ileni yokuthi sesihleli ezwini likaNkulunkulu siye ngokujwayela nokukhuluma kaNkulunkulu, siye ngokujwayela sikuleyo ndawo esikuyona. Nkulunkulu asiphephise, uNkulunkulu asigcine kulokho.
We are in grave danger at this time. And that danger is that we get used to God's word. We get used to God speaking. And we don't any longer take note of it. And may God deliver us and save us from that danger.
Nkulunkulu akasilekelele sihlale phansi sizothe sidedele yena silalele yena ngoba khona oqondene nathi ilona lowo. Kholwa ngenhliziyo yami ukuthi ukhona uNkulunkulu asuke umuntu embekele khona kwangalolo suku kwangaleso sikhathi.
So may we at this time lend God an ear. Let us leave everything else right now. Let's put it aside and let's listen attentively to God's word and to God speaking, because I believe with all my heart that there is something that God has got in store for you for this day. Before we read from God's word, shall we still pray? Our Heavenly Father, this too is your day. And this time is your time.
Siyakunxusa siyacela baba othandekayo ukuthi ube kanye nathi uhlanganyele nathi kule nkonzo yamanje.
And our loving Heavenly Father, we pray that at this time you would present yourself with us.
Siphe Nkosi ukuba sibe ngabantu abaxokeme ngokomoya silalela wena wena wedwa.
Help us to be sharp and alert spiritually, and that we may hear you and you alone.
Selekelele Nkosi sihawukele nangalesi sikhathi.
Lord, be merciful to us. Help us also at this time.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba usibusisele izwi lakho.
Would you bless your word to us?
Amen.
Amen.
UNkulunkulu ongathe ngasihawukela singalali ubuthongo silale sibheke sibuka lona izwi likaNkulunkulu.
May God have mercy on us that we won't fall asleep, that we won't be in a spiritual slumber as we hear God's word.
Kuyesabisa kuyethusa ukuthi uNkulunkulu endaweni akuyona njengoNkulunkulu simele ukumesaba njalo, simele ukucokama, simele ukumlalela, simele ukwenza okuyintando yakhe njalo.
God is in his place, and we ought always to revere him and fear him, and in the fear of God, make sure we do his will.
Kithina kakhulu esikholwayo esibiza ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, ake siqaphele nje ekuseni ukuthi sihamba kanjani futhi simlalela kangakanani nakanjani uNkulunkulu wethu.
Especially we who call ourselves the children of God, may we this morning have a look and examine ourselves and see, how do we walk before God? Are we doing his will?
Kulula ukujwayela, kulula nokulifunda iBhayibheli nokuthi ngiyalazi ngeliqonda, kungena emqondweni yethu leyo, kangangobe sekhuluma uNkulunkulu asisamuzwa ngani na? Ukhona ukuphakama, ukhona ukuyitshela, ukhona ukuthi mina ngiqonda zonke izinto, kanti awazi lutho, kangazi lutho.
You know, it's so easy that we just get used to the word of God and we say we know the word of God, and so when God speaks we don't pay attention. Why not? Because we are proud, we're haughty, we say we know everything and we don't need anything.
Ngikubuka ngamanye amehlo, asikho isikhathi esimele ukuthi umuntu abe buthuntu ngokomoya.
And I see it in a different light. Now is the time where we should not be blunt spiritually.
Asikho isikhathi la kufanele ukuba bekhona imizuzu lapho umuntu ezoba buthuntu engezwa ukukhulunywa uNkulunkulu.
We cannot afford being blunt spiritually. We cannot afford being deaf and oblivious to God speaking.
Asikho izinto ezomane zizenzakalele nje. Umuntu engaqophelelanga, umuntu enganaki sisanga, ngoba ngalowo mzuzu onganaki sizolahlekelwa isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu.
We cannot just drift along and be unawares of what God's will is for us, because at that time that you're unawares of it and you're just going along ignorantly, that is when you will fall into danger very unexpectedly.
Asikho isikhathi sokuthi umuntu abe sivivi ngokomoya zidlule nje izinto kuthiwe hayi ingoba benganakanga ube sivivi nanane. Usibeka endaweni yokuthi kumele ukuba simphilele uNkulunkulu, simvuthele uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zonke.
We cannot afford one moment where we are lukewarm spiritually. One moment when we are not on fire for God, but by God's grace, we should be fervent. We should be on fire for God at all times.
Asifunde izwi leNkosi encwadini ngokaMathewu isahluko seshumi nesithupha. Sizoqala ukufunda endimeni yeshumi nantathu.
And we read God's word now from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 13.
Kufundeka khona kanjena.
It reads like this.
Encwadini ngoka Matthew 16 sisuke endimeni yeshumi nantathu 13. UJesu esefikile maphandleni aseKhesariya Philip wababuza abafundi bakhe wathi abantu basho ukuthi indodana yomuntu ingubani na.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?"
Bathi abanye basho uJohane umbhaphathizi, abanye basho uEliya, abanye basho uJeremiah, noma omunye wabaprofeti.
And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets."
Wathi kubo, "Nina ke, nithi ngingubani na?"
He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?"
USimon Petro waphendula wathi, "Wena unguKristu, indodana kaNkulunkulu ophilayo."
Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
UJesu waphendula wathi kuye, "Ubusisiwe wena Simon kaJona, ngokuba inyama negazi akukwambulelanga lokhu, kodwa uBaba osezulwini."
And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
Nami ke ngithi kuwe, wena unguPetru, phezu kwaleli dwala ngiyakulakha ibandla lami, amasango eHades awayikulahlula.
And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Ngiyakukunika izihluthulelo zombuso wezulu, oyakubopha emhlabeni koba kuboshiwe nasezulwini, nalokho kukhulula emhlabeni koba kukhululiwe nasezulwini.
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Khona wabayala abafundi bakhe ukuba bangatsheli umuntu ukuthi nguye onguKristu.
Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ.
Kusukela kuleso sikhathi uJesu waqala ukubabonisa abafundi bakhe ukuba umele kuye eJerusalem ahlushwe ngokuninginingi ngamalunga nangabapriesti abakhulu nababhali, abulawe kepha avuswe ngosuku lwesithathu.
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised.
UPetro wayesethatha waqala umkhuza wathi, "Musa Nkosi, lokho akusoze kwenziwa kuwe."
And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you."
Yena waphendula wathi kuPetro, "Buyele emva kwami, Sathane. Wisikhubekiso kimi ngokuba uqondi okukaNkulunkulu kepha okwabantu."
But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man."
Khona uJesu wathi kubafundi bakhe, "Uma umuntu ethanda ukuza emva kwami, makazidele athabathe isiphambano sakhe angilandele."
Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
Ikho ngishilo eqaleni ngathi asikho isikhathi okumele kube isikhathi nje esiphakathi nendawo umuntu azenzela umathanda ayenza izinto ngaphandle kaNkulunkulu.
As I said at the start, there is no time where we can afford it just to be busy with our own things.
Yamangalisa indaba kaJesu nomunye wabafundi bakhe uPetro la esifunda ngaye kulendaba lena.
It's amazing when we read about the interaction between Jesus and one of his disciples, Peter, here in this passage.
Uyamangalisa indlela uPetro engakabu uPetro uSimoni kaJohn indlela ambulelwa ngaye izinto naqonda ngaye izinto kubonakala ukuthi akusilona igazi leli akusinyama le eyambula lezi zinto.
It's amazing when you look at Peter before he actually, so to say, became Peter, when he was still Simon Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah, what God revealed to him. And when you realize it wasn't flesh and blood that revealed it to him, it was much more than that.
Kuyiqiniso ukuthi inyama ayinakulidla ifa lombuso kaNkulunkulu.
It is so true that flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Ukuba senyameni akuna kukulekelela ngalutho maqondana nezombuso kaNkulunkulu.
Being in the flesh, being carnal, will assist us in no way concerning the things of God.
Ukuba buthuntu ngokomoya kuzokulahlekisela kungangilahlekisela izinto ezinkulu uNkulunkulu akade engilungisele zona.
And being blunt spiritually will cause us to lose out on so much that God had in store for us.
UPetro ube ngomunye phakathi kwabaningi kobafundi bakaJesu.
Now Peter was one of many of the Lord's disciples.
UJesu uhluphekile ngabafunda nabo ufuna ukubathola.
And here Jesus is concerned about his disciples. He's probing their hearts to see where they stand. And he's testing them and trying to fathom where they are. Are they going to stay true to him or will they forsake him?
Umoya wokuhlubuka akusiyona into yanamhlanje.
Forsaking Christ and that spirit and attitude isn't something that only started today.
Abantu abahlukana nezinto ekaNkuluNkulu bahambe ngendlela zabo akuyona into yanamhlanje. Ngisho noJesu ngesikhathi sakhe wahlangana nobunzima.
Backsliding and going back into the world, going back to your things, being unfaithful and turning away from your calling isn't something that only started today. Even in the time of Christ, he met up with difficult things.
UJesu buza lo mbuzo kubafundi bakhe, inqosana le esisele naye afuna ukuthola.
And here Jesus speaks to the remnant of his disciples, those who are still with him. And he asks them this question: who do the people say that I am?
Baqala bayakhuluma bathi hayi abanye bathi wena uJohane umbhaphathizi.
And then they started replying and say, well, some say you're John the Baptist.
Abanye basho ukuthi umprofeti uElia.
Others again say you're Elijah.
Abanye bathi uJeremiah noma omunye wabaprofeti basendulo.
And others still Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
Ngoba abantu bangaleso sikhathi babe nenkoloze, babe nenkolo yabo yokuthi umuntu uma ngabe sefile uyabuya umoya wakhe ungene komunye umuntu.
Because people at that time had this idea and belief in a sense of a kind of a reincarnation where somebody's spirit, when somebody had died, would come back and enter into somebody else.
Ikhona manje angazi ukuthi kanjani Africa. I-Africa isabhajwe kakhulu einkolweni efana nalezo.
And even today, you get many people who believe that. And here in Africa especially, there are many who are bound in the occult.
Ngesinye isikhathi uthole nabanye abakholwayo bethi bayamazi uJesu kodwa ngakolunye uhlangothi basabhajiwe. Ilezi inkolelo zokuthi umuntu uma engasekho umoya wakhe uyabuya uzongena kulophilayo.
And even those, some of them who call themselves believers and Christians, even have that belief that if somebody dies, their spirit comes back again into the world in somebody else's body.
Abantu bebemangala ngokukhulunywa uJesu okuphuma emlonyeni wakhe.
People were amazed and astounded when they would listen to Christ and hear the words that proceeded from his mouth.
Bekuzwe akhulumayo bese kubakhumbuza abantu akade beke babangaphambili abantu akade behamba noNkulunkulu abaprofeti bakaNkulunkulu.
When they would listen to his speech, they would be reminded of the men of God of old.
Ikho bemfanisa nabaprofeti bakaNkulunkulu akade bengaphambili becabanga ukuthi mhlambe kungahle kube umoya walaba kade bekhona ngaphambili osungene kulo.
And that is why they compared him to these people, to these men of God, saying he's probably one of those men of God who's come back into the world.
Noma babuza lo mbuzo uJesu kodwa khona lapha kade yakhona eqonde khona.
But even though Jesus asked his disciples this question, there was something he was aiming at.
Ubeqonde kulensali esasele laba bafundi abayishumi nambili abasasele bona kuleli ningi eselihambile lahlubuka lamdela lamhlubuka uJesu.
He wanted to get to the heart of these disciples, this remnant, these 12 who are still remaining with him, even though so many others had left him.
Umbuzo lo isimanga obuzwa uJesu ngoba uJesu simthola eyizinto eziningi, simbona ewumalusi, simbona ewumsindise, uMesiya, kodwa futhi ubuye umbone ngesinye isikhathi kube ngathi lona ngummeli ngoba vele uthi yena ungummeli, ungummeli wethu.
And Jesus, when he was on earth and even now, fulfilled so many roles. Sometimes he would be a pastor, a shepherd, sometimes a savior, a redeemer, but sometimes he fulfilled the role of a lawyer, even as Jesus is our advocate who speaks for us.
Niyalwazi ulimi lwabameli. Ulimi lwabameli imbuzo nje.
You know how a lawyer is, or an advocate? They ask many questions.
Bakulandela bakucindezela bakufaka ekhoneni ngimbuzo abayibuzayo ngendlela abafundiseke ngayo nangendlela abatraineke ngayo ukuthola izinto.
Hulle plaas jou onder kruisverhoor. They put you under cross questioning and they ask you from this angle and that angle according to their training, and in that way they get you into a corner.
Ngesinye isikhathi futhi bazophendula umbuzo ngombuzo.
And sometimes, if you ask them a question, they'll answer that question with another question.
Ukuhlakanipha kukaJesu, amandla akade phekwakhe, namandla akuye, namandla akhululayo kuze kube namhlanje.
That power which was on Christ, giving him all of that wisdom and that power which is on him still today, through which he saves and liberates us.
Impendulo embuzweni yakho Jesu ayibuzayo uyayithola impendulo. Bamfanisa nabaprofeti ababengaphambili o Jeremiah, o Elia, o John umbhaphathisi nabanye abaprofeti.
And so Jesus gets this response from the disciples on his question that people think of him, that he's John the Baptist, or he's Elijah, or Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets.
Mhlambe lokho singayibuza nathi. UJesu simbone ubani? Uyini? Njengoba naye behluphekile, abantu bathi indodana yomuntu ingubani na?
And perhaps it would be good that you and I also answer this question. Who do we say that Jesus is? As people had all these many ideas of him, who do you say that he is?
Kodwa ke emveni kwempendulo lezi asetholile, useqonde endabeni ke manje. Useqonda kubantu abaqondile. Uthi nina ke ngithi indodana yomuntu ingubani na?
And after getting that response, Jesus now gets to the crux of the matter. And he says, who do you say that I am?
Ufinyelela ngqo kubantu abafunayo ukuzwa kubo. Bathini bona? Ngithini mina? Uthini wena?
He wasn't really so concerned about all the others. He was more concerned about his disciples. What did they think? How did they see it? And he's concerned about you and me. How do we see it?
Ubuza ngishilo, ubuza lengcosana esisele eningini elihambile. Akanandaba ukuthi uhanjelwe obani, akade beseduze kwakhe, bebe baningi kangakanani. Ufuna ukwenza isiqiniseko ukuthi kulaba bayishumi nambili abakanye naye ngqo noma abakanye naye ngegama.
And so here he comes to the crux of the matter. What does this remnant say? These few who are still with him. He wasn't concerned about all those that had left. He wasn't concerned what they were thinking. He wanted to make sure that these few that were still with him, whether they were truly with him or whether it was only in name, only in word.
eseKapenaum abaningi babona imangaliso ayezenza uJesu kokunye wasuthisa abantu abayizinkulungwane ezisihlanu ngeyinkwanyana nje ezinhlanu nenhlanzi embili.
In Capernaum, Jesus performed many miracles, many mighty works, and people witnessed what he did. On one occasion, he fed thousands, 5,000, just from 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
Kodwa sasanda kwenzeka leso simanga nakulaba bangabafundi bakhe. Kukhona bangakholwanga uye, kukhona bangahambisananga naye. Bamshiya, bamhlubuka, ababe besahamba naye. Kusayisalela nalengcosana lelishumi nambili.
But on top of all of that, which Jesus did before their eyes, that wasn't enough for them. They still forsook him. They still left him. And they didn't continue following him. But here was this remnant, these few disciples who remained with Jesus.
UJesu ufuna ukuzwa kuthina sinqosane sithi sele naye ufuna ukwazi ukuthi laba bamlandelayo bamlandela ngeqiniso noma ukuzenzisa nje.
And now Jesus wants to know from us, the few who have remained, who say we are his disciples, we're following him, are we doing it in truth? Or are we hypocrites?
Nangaso lesi sikhathi abanye bemshiya uJesu wajikela bona laba basele wababuza ukuthi abanye bahambile anthandi nanuhamba na.
And at that time when so many left the Lord Jesus and turned their backs on him, Jesus even turned to those who were still with him. And he said, what about you? Don't you also want to leave?
Funa ukuthola isiqiniseko ukuthi abahamba naye bakanye naye ngeqiniso bazohamba naye indlela yonke bayamsekela ngendlela eyiningi.
He wanted to make sure that those who said they were still with him, were they with him in truth? Were they going to go with him all the way?
Ngaleso sikhathi sithola amazwi ayisimanga aqhamuka kuPetro. Uthi inkosi masikushiya sizoyaphi na ngoba nguwe ophethe amazwi okuphila.
And at that time Peter spoke these amazing words. He said, Lord, where else then shall we go if we leave you? For you have the words of eternal life.
Nkosi singayaphi singabhekaphi singashonaphi.
Lord, if we would leave you, where would we go? What would we do? Where else can we head? Because you only have the words of life.
UPetro wafika endaweni ayebona khona. Angikwazi ukuya ngala. Angikwazi ukuya ngala. Uphila kukulo engimphambi kwakhe.
Peter got to the place where he knew and he was sure and convinced of it. He couldn't turn to the left. He couldn't turn to the right. The one who had the words of life was right here in front of him, and that's where he had to be.
UJesu banika inkululeko, anthanda ukuhamba nani na, bahambile abanye, anthanda ukubalandela na. UPetro uthi cha 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 ungasincengi ngalapho masuka kuwe sizoyapi.
Jesus gave them their liberty, their freedom. He said, well, you can leave as well. Many others have left. Why don't you leave as well? But Peter said, no, never. How can we? You have the words of life.
Uma sisuka kuwena sizokufa.
If we leave you, we'll die.
Uma sihlukana nawe ngeke siphile.
If we part from you, we shall never live.
Singayaphi ngoba amazwi okuphila akuwe.
Where can we go? Where else? For the words of life are in you.
Nangu futhi uPetro ehlangana nomunye umbuzo. Uyena lo muntu uqhamuka impendulo ezinhle, impendulo ekhuthazayo, impendulo obona inhliziyo yakhe uPetro ukuthi wayemthanda ngothando olunjani uJesu.
And now this very same Peter meets up with another question now. He's asked another question. This same Peter who in the past had given such wonderful responses that indicated that he truly loved God.
Uyaphendula uthi wena unguKristu indodana kaNkulunkulu ophilayo.
And he answers, you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
UJesu uyaphendula, Petro, akusiyona inyama negazi okwambule kuwe lezi zinto. UNkulunkulu okwambulela ukuba wazi, uqonde ukuthi ubani lonokubuzayo nokuthi ubani lonophambi kwakho.
And then Jesus answered, it wasn't flesh and blood that revealed this to you, Simon Bar-Jonah. But it is my Father in heaven who revealed to you that this is no ordinary person standing in front of you. This is the Christ.
Ukholwa kuza ngokulalela. Silalela izwi likaNkulunkulu, siphenduke. Silithatha ivangeli, sikuthathe lokhu khanya.
Faith comes by hearing, but then by us repenting, by accepting the word of God.
Ukholwa kuza ngoba silalele izwi likaNkulunkulu, silamukele, simvume uJesu, sihlukane nezono zethu, sivume izono zethu, simbeke, simenze abe inkosi empilweni zethu.
Salvation comes by us receiving the word of God when we hear it, then obeying the word of God, then repenting and confessing our sin, turning to Christ.
Wena uyindodana kaNkulunkulu ophilayo.
You are the Son of the Living God.
UnguKristu indodana kaNkulunkulu ophilayo.
You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Uthu Jesu lezimpendulo ayiqhamuki nje enyameni noma kumuntu ohamba ngokwenyama kodwa lokhu kwambulelwe ngubaba osezulwini.
And Jesus said, this answer doesn't just come from flesh and blood, from man, in other words, but this is a divine revelation from the Heavenly Father.
Uthi siboni kaJohna ubusisiwe ngamanye amazwi ake khobusiseke njengawe ukwambulelwa okunje.
He said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. In other words, there is no one as blessed as the one who has this revelation.
Ngambulela wena ukuthi angivele emhlabeni mina ngikose ezulwini ngiyindodana kaNkulunkulu ophilayo.
You have received this revelation that I'm not just an ordinary person from this world, but that I come from heaven, the Christ.
Uthi ke nami ke ngithi kuwe wena unguPetru phezu kwaleli dwala ngiyakulakha ibandla lami amasango eHides awayiklahlula.
And then he says, and I tell you the truth, that you are Peter. Well, I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Impendulo kaPetru zadala ukuthi uJesu adlulele phambili kuvuka ithemba kuye abone umsebenzi awuthunyelwe uzofezeka.
Peter's answer gave Jesus this hope, this encouragement that work that he had come to do here on earth, for which he was sent, would not come to an end, but that it would continue and come to fruition.
Noma bengihlubukile abanye, noma bengishiyile abanye, kodwa kanti umsebenzi uyaqhubeka uyaphambili.
Even though others had left him and forsaken him, but God's work would continue.
Kodwa ukuba kutholakale othola izambulo evele ezulwini achaza izinto ezijule kangaka, uJesu ubona kukhona ithemba ngebandla lakusasa.
But we need those who have received that heavenly revelation. And when Jesus saw that in Peter, that gave him hope.
Bahlobo bami, ngeke sambulelwe okwaphezulu sibe siphile enyameni.
Now friends, we can never receive heavenly, divine revelations while we are living carnal lives.
Ngeke uNkulunkulu azambule kithi sibe siphile sonweni.
We cannot expect God to reveal himself to us whilst we're living in our sin.
Ngeke sinikezwe ngombuso wezulu sisaphila ngokomhlaba siyindlalifa zomhlaba.
We cannot receive that heavenly inheritance while we are still heirs of worldly things.
Yize sila emhlabeni kodwa okwaphezulu kumele kube ukudla kwethu kwemihla ngemihla.
Even though we are in this world, but that which is of heaven should be our daily bread
noma
and food.
Sikhona la emhlabeni bekumele kuqondakale ukuthi laba bekhona kodwa bangabasezulwini banikele impilo yabo kuJesu.
And even though we are in this world, it ought to be obvious that we are not of the world, but we belong to heaven.
Noma ubani abone umntwana kaNkulunkulu lo kubonakala inkambo yakhe kubonakala ukwenza kwakhe awungabazi umntwana kaNkulunkulu wambuliwe uJesu empilweni yakhe.
From your life, from your conduct, it should be absolutely clear that this is a child of God who gave his life to Christ.
Wajabula uJesu ethola impendulo ngoPetru. Jesu wakhuluma indaba enkulu emveni kokuba sezwe lezi impendulo ziqhamuka kumuntu oyedwa.
Jesus rejoiced in hearing this answer from Peter, and he said something amazing after having heard Peter's answer.
Nami ke ngithi kuwe wena unguPetro phezu kwaleli dwala ngiyakulakha ibandla lami amasango eHides awayekulahlula.
And he said, I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Ngiyakukunika izihluthulelo zombuso wezulu oyakukubopha emhlabeni koba kuboshiwe nasezulwini. Nalokho yakukhulula emhlabeni koba kukhululiwe nasezulwini.
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Mawucabanga ubona ukuthi uJesu waye waphimisela amazwi nje kungekho akubonayo ngempilo kaPetro.
Do you think Jesus would have spoken such words if there wasn't something that he had seen in Peter's life?
Ubona ukuthi uJesu waye ngakhuluma imfihlo ezinje ejule kangaka einikeza umntwana wakhe kungekho ithemba alibonayo ngalomuntu.
Do you think Jesus would have spoken such profound heavenly mysteries and given him such treasure if there wasn't something very special that he had seen in Peter's life?
Pet, ngoba uphendule kanjena, ngoba unikeza impendulo nje, nami ke sengikunika igama elisha, Simon kaJona, wena usungupet, widwala, witshe, phezu kwalelitshe lokwakhiwa ibandla.
Peter, because you answered in this way, I'm giving you a new name. No longer Simon, son of Jonah, but you are now Peter, this rock on which I'll build my church. Now, by that, Jesus didn't mean that he was going to build his church on the name of Peter. Jesus is the foundation of the church. It is on Jesus whom the church is built.
Kodwa nokho impendulo kaPetro zimenza ukuba uJesu amnike promotion, amkhuphulele kwenye indawo. Angiboni ukuthi kwakungaba khona okungcono kunalokhu amnikeza khona. Ngikunika igama elisha likaPetro. Ngaphezu kwalokho, okubopha emhlabeni kuyoba kuboshiwe, okukhulula emhlabeni kuyobe kukhululiwe nasezulwini. Umxhumanisa nezulu engola emhlabeni.
But the answer of Peter caused Jesus to give Peter, so to say, promotion. He gave him this special position where he gave him a new name. Is there something more than that? And on top of that, he says, what he looses in heaven shall be loosed on earth. Or rather, shall be what he looses on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And what he binds on earth shall be bound in heaven. In other words, he gives him authority, heavenly authority. Now you can imagine what must have happened in Peter's life. Can you imagine what Peter must have felt, what he must have gone through when he heard this answer and these words from
Jesus?
Such amazing words. Such amazing truths receiving from the Lord Jesus Christ, from the Christ, the one to whom has been revealed to him that he is the Christ, the Son of God. Peter, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Mzalwane la ukhona uxhumene kangakanani, sixhumene kangakanani nezulu, sixhumene kangakanani nendodana yomuntu uJesu Kristu.
Now the question to you there where you are is, to what extent are you in contact with heaven? To what extent Are you in contact with the Christ, the Son of God?
Umdlelwana bethu no Jesu Christu lona simkhonzayo oyinhloko yebandla bungakanani bunjani sibhobokelene kangakanani naye na.
How is our communion, our fellowship with the Son of God, with the Lord Jesus Christ? In what way can the Lord Jesus reveal himself to you and to me and entrust himself to you and to me?
iBhayibheli lithi uJesu abanye abantu ababeza kuyena akakholwanga nayo akabathembanga ngoba akabhobokelananga nabo.
And to some who came to the Lord Jesus, the Bible tells us that he did not entrust himself to them.
Akabhobokelananga nabo ngoba wayeqonda kahle hle okusenhlizweni zabo.
And it says he did not entrust himself to them, for he knew what was in their hearts.
UJesu yaqonda okusenhlizweni yomuntu.
Jesus knows what is in the heart of man.
Thina bantu singafihla, thina bantu singaqhiba, kodwa yena lokho kugcitshiweyo kwambula ngelinye ilanga esho kuLuka 12 ngoba kukho okufihliweyo ongaye kwambulwa ngolunye usuku.
We can cover things up. We can hide things. We can make sure that nobody around us sees it. But the day will come when it will be exposed, when it will be revealed to everyone, as it's written there in Luke 12, that there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed.
Kukhona abantu abenza izinto ekusithekeni, kukhona abantu abagodla izinto, kukhona abantu abafihla izinto, athi umuntu ngeke ngitshele muntu, kodwa uJesu uthi qha qha qha, ngelinye ilanga lezi zinto ezifihliwe ziyopeketulwa ibesobala, ivele obala phambi kwezulu nomhlaba.
There are those that say, I'll cover it up, I will keep it secret, I will make sure nobody knows about this. But Jesus says, no, no, never. The day will come when it will explode, when everybody will know about it, and it will be exposed to everyone.
UJesu uthi abanye akabathembanga noma sebeseduze kube ngathi impela bangabafundi bakhe, kodwa ngoba wabona inhliziyo yabo akabathembanga akabhobokelananga nabo ngenxa yalokho kwakusenhlizweni yabo.
And there were those who were his disciples. They made as if they were close to the Lord Jesus. They were following the Lord Jesus. But the Bible tells us plainly, Jesus did not entrust himself to them, for he knew what was in their hearts. Jesus knows what is in our hearts.
Umasifunda incwadi ngokaLuke 5 verse 22, uyaqonda konke okusenhlizweni yomuntu.
If you read in Luke 5:22, it explains so well there how Jesus knows what is in the heart of man.
Uyaqonda noma abantu bethi impela siyakudumisa, siyakubongela, ebeqonda ukuthi kusho ngomlomo nje inhliziyo yakhe ikude nalokho kushoyo.
Jesus knew even men's thoughts, and even though some praised him and some spoke so well of him, he knew much better because he could see what was going on in their hearts.
Ungayitsheli mhlobo wami, ungayitsheli mntwana kaNkulunkulu ukuthi khona into yakho wedwa engayikwaziwa umuntu. UJesu uthi ngelinye ilanga uyayiveza ekhanyeni leyo nto.
Don't tell yourself there's something that only you know about and nobody else. Jesus says it's going to be revealed.
Okusiza ukuthi wena uyivezele wena, wena uyidalulele wena, ukuze ungadalulwa ngalolo suku lapho sekuvezwa khona izinto, ngoba liyeza lolo suku.
The only way out for you is that you yourself expose it before that day comes when you are exposed.
Pet, ngikukhuphulela phezulu nami. Ngikunika lo musa. Ngikunika le ndawo. Okubophayo la emhlabeni kuboshiwe ezulwini, okuqaqayo okukhululayo kuyobe kuqaqiwe naphezulu.
And Jesus says, Peter, I exalt you to this position that whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Kuthiwa ngaleso sikhathi, ngenxa yesikhathi, kuthiwa ngaleso sikhathi uJesu wayeseqala manje ukubaqala ukuba enze ingeniso zokuthi abatshele laba bangabafundi bakhe ukuthi hayibo angihlezi la ngiyamuka ngiyahamba ngimela ukuba ngibonakaliswe phakathi kwababhali nabafarisi ngihlushwe isigcino ngibulawe ngiphathwe kabi kodwa ngiyovuka ngosuku lwesithathu.
Now, because of time, we need to move on to the next point. It said that from that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples what had to happen hereafter. He introduced to them the matter that he had to go to Jerusalem, and there he was going to suffer many things from the elders and the priests and the scribes. He'd even be killed, but that on the third day he would be raised again.
UJesu lalimudla iJerusalem ethi kumelwe ngimela ukuba ngekhona ngimela ukuba ngiyohlupheka ngimela ukuba ngiyophathwa kabi ngizobe ngiphambi kwabapriest phambi kwababhali ngizoba ngimangalelwa ngezinto ezizinhlobonhlobo isigcino ngiyobulawa kodwa ngiyovuka ngosuku lwesithathu.
This was something urgent to the Lord Jesus. This was at the top of his mind. This was what he was busy with. This thought and this reality that he had to go to Jerusalem and everything that he was going to go through there, the suffering he was going to go through, and then his death. But he said, on the third day, I will rise again.
Ngibone ngifike esinqumweni salokhu babo sezulwini angithumele khona.
This was something most urgent to him. This was what he was busy with. This consumed his mind, his energy, everything that he had to go to Jerusalem. He had to go and fulfill that for which his heavenly Father sent him.
Abafundi bakhe bezwa balalela Petru yaphendula lokho okushiwe inkosi yakhe ngokuhlupheka kwakhe nalokho azongena khona.
Now Peter heard what the Lord Jesus said. He just heard his statement that he made and what Jesus said, what he had to go through.
Yena uthi akusoze kwenziwa lokho kuwe inkosi.
What's his response? It'll never happen to you, Lord.
Angeke kulunge, angeke kulunge, angeke kusoze kwenziwa. Ngenye indlela sikwazi ukubukela obulawa. Awukwazi ukuye Jerusalem, Nkosi.
He even rebuked him. He said, Lord, we can't look on and see how you're going to be killed. This shall never happen to you.
Ngaleso sikhathi, lo muntu osenikezwe izihluthulelo zasemhlabeni zasezulwini, ngaleso sikhathi, zwani impendulo kaJesu.
Now listen to the answer of the Lord Jesus to this man who had just been given the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Ngalemzuzwana nje mncane, lesikhashanyana nje, mase qhamuka lo mbuzo. Singathi cimi bani? Singathi akasamuzwa? Singathi akasaqondi? Akasaboni ngendlela le uJesu abona ngayo.
In such a short period of time, we can see that the light is extinguished, so to say, in Peter. That revelation that he had, that amazing revelation, it's as if it's grown dim. He doesn't understand what Jesus is saying.
UJesu waphendula wathi, "Uyebuyela emva kwami, Satane." Wisikhubekiso kimi ngokuba uqondi okukaNkulunkulu kepha okwabantu.
And Jesus turned to him and said, Peter. And he didn't say Peter. He said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're a hindrance to me, for you don't think the things of God, you think the things of man.
Akunandaba ukuthi umnike isikhundla sini. Akunandaba ukuthi uthe bopha kuphi khulula kuphi. Kodwa ngalesi sikhathi
he said, I don't care, in other words, that what position you've just been given, what authority you've been given, but right now, because of what you are saying, you are Satan to me.
akazi ukulinganisa nokunye ubube uyibona ungusathane qobo lwakhe emva kwami sathane alikhe elinye igama engcono engakubiza ngalo kunalelo kulesi sikhathi.
And I cannot call you anything else. I cannot compare you to anything else better than Satan. You are Satan to me right now. Get behind me.
Uma ungusathane buyela emva kwami ngoba uyangiphazamisa ngendlela obona ngayo akusiyona indlela le engibona ngayo mina indlela ozwa ngayo akusiyona indlela engizwa ngayo ungusathane qobo lwakhe uyisikhubekiso kimi cheluka qhaqhaqhe duka emva kwami kuyele emva kwami isathane.
And he said, because you are Satan, you are hindering me. If you stand in front of me, get behind me that I can continue with what I've been called to do. Because right now you are hindering me in what I have to do. Get behind me, Satan. This really touches and stirs one's heart.
Obophala kuboshiwe ezulwini okhulula la kukhululiwe hayi kodwa emva kwesikhashanyana ususathane futhi.
Oh, this stirs and this shakes one. You that have just been given such amazing promises, such authority. What you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. But in such a short time, could you turn and become Satan?
Yikho ngithi hayi ukumlandela uJesu kuyabiza. Kubiza umzuzu nomzuzwanyana. Kulo mzuzwanyana ngihamba kanjani phambi kwakhe?
And that's why I said to follow Jesus costs, and it costs that every moment of the day we make sure we are with him and we are following him and that there's not one moment that we leave him.
Akhulunywa la ngendaba yeminyaka ukuthi wena ubuhamba nami esikhathi esingakanani kusanda kuba khona lo mhlangano lapho ethole khona lokhu kwaziseka nokwethembeka nokuthi izinto uzozenza kanjani uxhunyaniswa kanjani nezulu kodwa ngalesi sikhathi nje sokusuka kwakhe ekubukeni ngendlela okuyiyona yona ziyahlukana indlela.
Now it's not spoken here and say, well, you know, you followed me for so long, you've given so many good answers, so we'll just ignore what you're saying now. No, just prior to this, they had that meeting with Christ where he gave such a wonderful response. And due to that, Jesus also gave him such marvelous promises. But just after that, because of the way that he was now seeing things, and because of not seeing the way God was seeing things, then it said, well, you are Satan. Why does Jesus call him Satan?
Ngoba manje ngalesi sikhathi lokhu Jesu ayekufikele emhlabeni uyakuphazamisa uPetro akabona kezwa.
Because the very purpose for which Jesus came into this world, Peter didn't see it. Peter didn't realize it.
Ngimelwe Petro ukuthi ngiye Jerusalem. Uma ngingaya eJerusalem ayikho insindiso yakho. Nensindiso ongaba onayo ayiphelele izopheleliswa onqamlezweni esiphambanweni.
Peter, I must needs go to Jerusalem. Without me going to Jerusalem, there is no salvation for you. And even if there be salvation, it's not been made complete. For that purpose, I must go to Jerusalem.
Petro, musubuka nje la, buka phambili. Buka phambili ukuthi kuzokwenzakalana. Uma ngingayi, ayikho lensindiso, akukho ukusizakala komhlaba, akukho ukusizakala kwabantu abasezonweni zabo.
Peter, don't be so short-sighted. Don't just look here in front of you. Look into the eternity. Unless I go to Jerusalem, there is no salvation. No salvation for mankind. No salvation for saving people out of their sin.
Uma ngingaye Jerusalem, abantu bazohlala ezonweni zabo, bazokhululeka nini, bazomazi kanjani uNkulunkulu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wabo na? Nimele ukuye Jerusalem.
Unless I go to Jerusalem, how are people ever going to be saved and set free from their sin? How will they ever get to know God? And for that reason, I must go.
Yikho kubalulekile bazalwane ngishilo ukuthi kumele ukuba sibe ukhali ngokomoya awukho umzuzu la kudinga kutholakale khona sibthuntu singezwe singaboni singaqondi okukaNkulunkulu isikhathi nesikhathi.
And that's why I say, brethren, we need to be sharp, we need to be alert, we need to be fervent for God at all times. There shouldn't be a time in our life that finds us that we are spiritually blunt, that we are in a spiritual slumber, that we don't realize what God's will is at that moment.
We are born a more pillar son when more pillar manyalene zono zako ukabanguti kukono ngambulego wako mangona na nasezulin goba velu buswa izindo zala emhlabeni uzoba isiqhila sezinto zomhlaba.
Now do you think if you are living in your sin and you are wallowing in your sin that you'll get any heavenly revelation, any divine revelation? No, you are bound by the things of this world. You're a slave to the things of this world.
Funage, ube lula kuthungezwa noma sekhuluma uJesu ungaluzwa lolo limi ungaqondi akukhulumayo ucabanga ukuthi sewukhuluma kwabantu nje uyayikhulumela nje ingenzeka ngempela into enjalo simbukela afe simbukela hlushwe kanjani.
You'll only see things in a human way, in a carnal way. You will not be able to understand and grasp the things of God. And when Jesus says this, you say, well, how can we allow it? How can we allow Jesus to be killed while we just look on? Because you just see as man sees.
UJesu mele ukuba ngcweliswe ngokwenza kwethu noma ngabe isikhathi esinjani.
And Jesus' name should be sanctified and hallowed and glorified by your and my life at any time of the day, through thick and thin, through good times and bad times. And that's why Peter just had to accept what Jesus said to him. He just had to swallow it. He had to accept it because this was his master who spoke to him. What did he know in any case?
Mzalwane wami uyaqonda yini okaNkulunkulu na noma na ubuka njengehlo lomuntu.
Friend, do you understand? Do you grasp the things of God? Or do you see as man sees?
Uyamuzwa yini uNkulunkulu uma ekhuluma noma akhulumayo kulula kufana nesiGreek akuzwakali noma sizwa kahle igama negama likhulumayo?
Do we hear when our Lord speaks to us, or does it just pass by us glibly? We do not understand it. It sounds to us just like the speaking of man.
But ubuka ubukiso komuntu.
Peter, you see things the way man sees it. You don't see it as God sees it. Oh, it's so easy to see things through a human eye. Through a carnal eye. And it's so easy to forsake the way of God because you are looking at things carnally. And it was evil from Peter to do that. That's why Jesus called him a hindrance and Satan.
And maybe
there are many of us who are a hindrance, an obstacle to the working of Christ, And that's why his work doesn't continue as it should, because we're standing in his way.
It
is evil if we live a lukewarm Christian life, because that is the obstacle and hindrance to the working of
God.
It's evil to be blunt spiritually, because that will hinder God from revealing his will to you, what he expects from you at this time. Peter, you're not only Satan to me, you're a hindrance, you're an obstacle, because the will and the purpose of God cannot be fulfilled through this attitude of yours and through these words of yours. It doesn't matter that just yesterday you received the revelation from God. It doesn't matter that just yesterday you were on fire for God, but through your attitude right now, you're standing in God's way. Friend, tell me right now, at this very moment, where do you stand? Are you on fire for God? Are you red hot and alert, or are you blunt and spiritually sleeping?
Imfula yamanzi agobhozayo okomoya uyakuthola kwenzeka noma nawe uyithola uku lockdown zonke izinto zikwi lockdown akunyakazi lutho nangokomoya isimo sinjalo na.
Are that rivers of living water gushing forth from your life, overflowing in abundance? Or as everything is under lockdown, is your spiritual life also under lockdown?
Oh, Lalela, Musukpendula, Ukinaninu Musu Jeswam Lalela Foot.
When last did you hear the Lord Jesus speaking to you? When last did you hear him reprimanding and rebuking you and telling you not like that? That shouldn't be in your life. You shouldn't answer like that. Listen, do not answer now. And when you hear his word, that you also obey it. There are so many who answer when they shouldn't answer. There are many who rush forward and do something when Jesus says, wait. And because of that, they turn into an obstacle, a hindrance, a curse in the work of God through that moment of negligence, through that moment of disobedience.
Khona uJesu wathi kubafundi bakhe, uma umuntu ethanda ukuza emva kwami, makazidele, athabathe isiphambano sakhe, angilandele.
Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Uma sifuna ukuza emva kwaJesu, simele ukuba sithabathe isiphambano sethu, simlandele imihla ngemihla.
If we want to follow Jesus, we need to take up our cross And we need to follow him day after day.
Kubiza ukuyithoba, kubiza ukuyidela, kubiza ukuzehlisa.
And it costs that you humble yourself. It costs denying yourself.
Kubiza ukuba silahlekelwe singalahlekelwa yikho. Uma nje singenakulahlekelana nobudlelwano obuhle noNkulunkulu wethu.
It costs that we are prepared to lose everything as long as we do not lose our fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uma sifuna ukuhamba emva kwakhe uJesu abalandeli bakhe, kukhona izinto okumele idilike, kukhona izinto okumele silahlekelwe izona, kukhona izinto okumele ukuba sidele ngazo ngenxa kaJesu wethu nje.
And if we want to follow after the Lord Jesus, there are things that we've got to lose. There are things that we've got to deny ourselves of for the sake of Christ.
Kumele ukuba sishintshe ukuhamba kwethu. Sishintshe indlela esihamba ngayo. Sishintshe ukwazeka kwethu ngenxa yombuso kaNkulunkulu.
We need to change our way of life. We need to change our conduct. What we are known for, that needs to change for the sake of the kingdom of God.
Indlela ezulwini ayihambi la sithanda khona. Ayihambi ngokubona kwamehlo ethu. Kusebenza intando kaNkulunkulu.
The way to the kingdom of God, to the kingdom of heaven, doesn't go where we like it to go. It goes according to the will of God.
Umuntu othanda ukuza emva kwami, uthi uJesu makazidele, athabathe isiphambano sakhe imihla ngemihla.
Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross every day.
Thwala isiphambano usuku nosuku.
You've got to carry that cross day after day.
Alukho ngcono, alukho olungcono kunolunye. Usuku nosuku isiphambano sakhona, hamsana nesiphambano. Goba, yehla, zehlise, lalela.
You cannot take a holiday from carrying that cross. Every day you've got to carry it. Every day you've got to be obedient to Christ.
Uma kudinga ukuthi uthole uswazi likaNkulunkulu ngoba lwamukele luzokuphilisa lungiphilisa.
And if you need to be rebuked, if you need to receive the rod of Christ and of God, you need to submit to that. Receive it because it will help you.
Dinga ukuba sidele ukuphila kwethu ngenxa kaJesu.
We need to deny ourselves for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the Son of Man.
Do you
see how much it costs? It costs everything. It costs my life. The only thing that should be important to me is that I do the will of my Father in heaven.
Omunye ucabanga ukuthi kezulwini into eshiphile nje. Omunye ucabanga imali yakhe, uthemba imali yakhe. Ukuthi hayi mina ngeke ngiye esihogweni ngovele ngiveze imali yami bese nyangena ezulwini ngenxa yemali yami. Hlobo mfuna ukukutshela uzobhubha nesheke lakho, uzobhubha nemali yakho, uzobhubha nomamona wakho.
Now there are some that think the kingdom of heaven is cheap. They'll easily reach it. And if needs be, they can pay their way out of it. If there's a problem, they can just pay some money. Let me tell you, friend, if that's your way of thinking, you will perish with your money, with your mammon. For everyone who wants to save his life will lose it. If you
want
to save your life, you're
going
to lose
it.
If you want to walk the way of God, then it is the cross. You need to humble yourself. You need to deny yourself. You can't do it your own way. and according to your own will, and always be defending yourself and excusing yourself from your sin.
Musukusho ukuthi wona njengenxaka sibanibani, sibanibani lokufakekela amaphutha okwona, wona ngoba inhliziyo yakhe igcwele ububi, igcwele uSathane.
Don't always blame it on others and say, well, I fell into sin because of this reason or because of that reason or that person. No, admit your sin and repent. Stop defending and excusing yourself. Stop trying to paint it in a way that doesn't make it look as serious and as bad as it is. No, submit to God. Repent, confess, and admit your evil.
We are born with Ungulungulung Mwele. Agmelu Basans and Omeganjani again, as Sihambe no Meganjani. Ikamala Kermeluba Mweliswe. Jalo.
God is holy. And for that reason, we cannot walk and live just any old how. We need to sanctify and hallow the name of God.
Uphila kanjani wena mzalwane wami? Uphila phambi kwabantu? Uthanda ukujabulisa abantu? Noma ufuna impilo yakho ukuba ibe phambi kaNkulunkulu isikhathi nesikhathi?
Brother, sister, how are you living before God? Are you just trying to please man? Or are you living to please God? But do not stand in the way of Jesus as he's on his way to Jerusalem. Don't hinder him from preparing for us and accomplishing our full salvation. For without Jesus going to Jerusalem and all that happening to him, that which happened to him there, dying, there would be no salvation for us. There'd be no forgiveness of sin. And what Jesus, what consumed him was this: I must go to Jerusalem. Because I've got to accomplish the salvation of mankind there. Are you standing in the way of Jesus? Get out of his way. Submit to his will.
Excuse me for getting up. I actually have an announcement to make. But before I do that, let me just add this. Peter's revelation was an exceptionally deep revelation from God. Even those who said Jesus is Elijah that has arisen from the dead, or Jeremiah that rose from the dead, or John the Baptist that came back to life, that was people of faith that believed in the promises of the Old Testament.
Nalabo bantu ababethi uJesu ungu Elia, abanye bethi ungu Jeremiah, abanye bethi ungu Johane. Labo bantu kwakuyabantu ababekholwa nabo futhi bebhekile izethembiso zikaNkulunkulu.
People that were sitting in the synagogues day by day hearing God's word were people of faith.
Abantu laba behlele emasinagogeni belizwe izwi likaNkulunkulu usuku nosuku bekholwa.
Let me just end off by saying that to you, friend.
Ake ngiphethe lokhu ngokusho lokhu sihlobo.
There are those who are in the world, they were born in the world, they live and their lives are directed by the world.
Kukhona labo abakhulele ezweni bahlala phakathi ezweni.
They belong to the devil, yes.
Yebo bangabaka Satani.
They're on the Broadway, yes.
Yebo basendleleni banzi.
Their role models are the world.
Abantu babukela kubo babantu basezweni.
The clothes they wear, they get from worldly fashions. If such a person would, if a man would walk around and he would be faced with an obvious temptation, a half-naked girl, he will be enticed by it. But just as Peter went a level deeper with the Lord and had a deeper revelation from God that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. We live in a time where people have a deeper revelation from Satan and how to serve Satan and how to sin. You will be in a situation where sex would not cross the mind of any person. At work, and the devil will give you revelations of the most sick and perverse things you can do in the office at work, something that nobody else would dream to think about. Excuse me for saying it. You will get a father living at home with his family. And he will get revelations from Satan to do the sickest things with his children that you can imagine. Do you know what that shows you? You're walking a deeper level with Satan than the average man. Satan is giving you special revelations in the most impossible places. And you'll have revelations of sex in public toilets or in the most weird places in the... It's just sickening. Friend, if you are getting these revelations from Satan, if you get these revelations to suddenly, in an evil way, steal a large amount of money at work, it's like a revelation. Why didn't I think of it? I can take thousands if I do this and this and this and I won't be caught. The devil is busy revealing himself in a special way, just as God was revealing to Peter himself in a special way. And can I say this to you, dear friends? The world around us is saturated with people with the sickest revelations from Satan that you can imagine. Sex with another man's wife in a place where you would never dream. They know this from today. You've got a special place in Satan's kingdom. Because he's giving you special revelations. May God be merciful to you that you will flee from that to God. Because you're in grave danger. In the hands of Satan. There's just an announcement. And that is we've been having a youth conference a little while ago. And we were thinking, Lord willing, to have a conference in a similar way, a conference for parents as well. So Lord willing, from the 5th of August till the 10th of August, we are planning to have a conference for parents. For 5th to 6th. From the 6th. From the 6th to the 10th. Sorry, so it's from the 6th to the 10th of August. If there's any changes in the dates, we'll let you know. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that came so clear and so powerful. This simple word from you, Lord, is powerful enough to break the chains of hell. To make the peels fall off the eyes of people that they can see. To break the chains and set people free. Snatch them out of Satan's hands into your kingdom. May your word work in such a powerful way to the glory and honor of your name. Go with us into the day, we pray. And Lord, may we continue to receive revelations from you. And whatever comes with the revelation, whether it is chastisement or humiliation, help us to stay faithful to you and to stay faithful to the revelation you've given us. Amen.
Amen.